Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Coming up on TMS, Flirternistic Fleur.
The Jesus Kid.
Micro gift for Kim.
You like video games? Hold my juice box.
Control of Claire.
Gin-soaked potato phone.
Tracksuit Mafia strikes back.
Lobo. Lobo.
I vote Team Claire away.
Darn that wrist parrot.
Son of a goat.
The Brian Dunaway was a pillow.
Proud of my weird facsimile.
Top hat in the morning with Tom.
Is Pepsi okay? Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
On the tropical island of Bali lies an ancient and mysterious expanse of watery jungle known as Demon Swamp.
Is bread free?
Yeah.
The Morning Stream, Monkey Wannabe.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's the Morning Stream for Wednesday, December 21st, 2022. We got 4 days till Christmas. I'm Scott Johnson. Uh-huh. That's Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Oh my God, 4 days till Christmas, Scott. What are we going to do?
I don't even know, man. What do you do when you only got 4 days left? You rush to get the last minute stuff. And
yeah, yes, you know. I should start shopping for Tina.
Yeah.
Probably.
Get over there. Get a George something. Foreman grill at Costco or something, you know?
Like, oh, there you go. You know, you look around, it's like, oh, I've got things that, you know, that I haven't opened. I've got a, like, I think an Aqua Teen Hunger Force action figure. Tina would love that, right?
Sure.
Maybe maybe the Princess Leia that came out a few years ago that looks like a bat. Like, yeah. She's got a bat face.
How would she not want that? How would that not
How
be
How would
the,
she not want that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Seems like she would sit there and go, man, did I marry up when I tackled
exactly.
this guy?
Listen, we've already gotten our spouses their gifts.
And, that's right. Mine's a little weird. I had to do so. The thing I'm getting her, this isn't too much of a spoiler.
You got a coupon for a free back massage.
No. that's something I'd have done when I was younger for sure. But she, let's just say, there's a certain part of the house she really wants to fix and replace.
Yeah,
this won't give it away. And I bought a tiny version of it.
It'll give it away to her.
Well, she won't. She's not going to hear this, though. She'll have no.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
Nobody tell Kim this. She doesn't listen to the show, so I'm going to give her a little version of it.
Oh,
that's like really well made, like little micro version of it to be a representation of. Hey, guess what? It's time for you to go ahead and go for it and get that thing.
Really? How are you doing the micro version? And why didn't you talk to me about 3D printing something?
Well, I thought about it, but then I thought maybe this exists in some small form, and sure enough, it did. But now I'm getting into details, so I don't want to say too much. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you later, and I'll show you what I got. But I'm only showing you because I'm a little worried the word will get out. Carter's listening.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, I'm actually kind of proud of my weird facsimile this time around. And I'm usually terrible at this. So for once, Scott's got it, baby. I know what I'm giving my wife,
good
everyone.
Job.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Very cool. Yeah, Tina's present, she does listen, so I really can't say anything. But I can say that part of her gift I already gave her because it's something that she would enjoy a lot sooner, and that is a couple of Christmas ornaments based on The Rescuers, her favorite Disney movie.
Oh,
she
that's
loves
awesome.
She loves The Rescuers, Bianca, and that's the only character name I can remember. Bianca,
how's she feel about the Down Under sequel? I really like it, but I know some people are split on that.
I think she likes it.
Yeah?
Yeah, she does like it.
All right.
I don't think I ever saw that one. I saw the original.
I think she likes it.
My watch. I swear to God. Like weekly. That was great. Daily almost. Daily. This thing. Yeah.
Why is it? I don't know.
This is, by the way, this is why I don't say out loud what I'm getting Tina. Because like this will repeat at the worst. It's like a stupid parrot.
Yeah.
Brian got you up.
Watch her accidentally text it to her. That'd be funny.
Exactly.
But yeah, like I was going to say, the rescuers, the first one had that big old pelican. Albatross, right. And he was voiced by, hold on, was it the guy from Cannonball Run? Dom DeLuise, I think.
Oh, Dom DeLuise, really? Okay.
I think so. And then what it was weird about it is the sequel, the Down Under deal, I think had John Candy playing the Albatross.
Because it has to be a fat guy, basically. Yeah,
it's always got to be a fat, funny guy. What's that about?
Because it's albatrosses and fat, funny guys.
Yeah. What a stereotype we used to have for these poor people.
Exactly. Chris Farley, if there was going to be a third movie, it would have been Chris Farley, sadly.
Yeah, it would have. That's all. Oh, man, we missed a chance there. That's a real bummer. I did a thing last night that was really interesting. So for the last couple of weeks, we've been planning. I should say Kim did most of this work, but we were aware of some Ukrainian families that came here in the valley to escape the war over there. I guess we're calling it a war, right? It's not a conflict.
Calling it a war. I mean, it is a...
It's not a conflict, you know? It's like a war. It's like a war.
Exactly. It's a war. I mean, hey, you know.
People are getting bombed. That's a war.
Vlad and Zelensky are fighting. It's a fight.
Yeah, it's a fight. And anyway, these Ukrainians...
Vladimir Putin.
They're... Obviously, there's Ukrainians sort of refugeeing all over the world, but a bunch of them landed here, and we got wind of it, and it turns out they're really kind of got nothing. In fact, this one guy, I think the one I'm thinking of is Yuri. I might be thinking of Igor, which is, by the way, I've learned this. Uh-huh. Igor is how you spell Igor or Igor over there is how you say it.
You mean that's how you pronounce it?
How you pronounce it.
So it's spelled I-G-O-R, but it's pronounced Igor.
Correct. And I learned that last night. I didn't know that. That was news to me.
I'm sure that changed in 1938 when the first, like the Boris Karloff one.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, okay, hey, from now on, we pronounce it Igor. Everyone on board?
Yeah,
yes,
you guys
okay,
good with this?
Igor.
Anybody say Igor, you put them straight. You hear me? Well, anyway, so this guy named Igor, him and his lovely two daughters and his wife, they're here, and I hear this story about them, and the whole point was, last night was when we took all the gifts that we gathered, and we got some money and some other stuff that we've been working on for about a month, like at my family's Christmas party, we wrapped all these gifts, and anyway, so the thing was last night to take it over there, drop it off.
Yeah.
So we go over there, I'm wearing a big dumb Santa hat because I'm an idiot.
Sure.
And there are these people there, and they're living in temporary housing and all of that. And a whole bunch of people are helping them out, like making sure they have a place to stay. Somebody in their neighborhood donated a car, so they had a car to drive, all this stuff. And even though I don't know how you do that in America, if you're from Ukraine, you don't have a license, and I don't think you have even they're full-on refugee status, so I don't know how they're driving. But anyway, so we go over there. We're talking
illegally
to Igor.
Illegally,
we're talking to Igor over there, and he's...
And now you just outed them, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. Here's what's weird, though. This is just crazy to me. So this is a guy who, when he was in Ukraine, had this, like, booming business where he had a fleet of various Mercedes, some that were, like, just simple cars, some were full-on limos, and then he had others that were, like, bulletproof, like, dignitary type.
Oh. Oh,
things.
Wow. Yeah.
And they that's what this business was to not only rent out cars, but the driver service to anyone who needed a whatever. And it was a big, successful business doing really great. The war happens, destroys everything. He leaves. Nothing. He's got nothing. Zero. No dollars, no money, no nothing.
Yeah.
Barely made it out of the country. And, technically because his wife and his two daughters, were the ones that were fleeing. Him fleeing with them is a pinch because now he is technically, if he went back to Ukraine, he would be arrested because all able-bodied men, no matter their age or situation, are meant to go fight, right? They're supposed to enlist in the army.
Yeah.
And he didn't do that because he was worried about his kids. And he was like, I can't do it. I got to go with them. So he leaves with them, comes here, zero money, zero nothing. And so we, you know, that's why we were doing this for him. Anyway, while I'm there, all my stereotypes are kicking off. Like, what I expect, right? I know I'm going to hear the cool accent. I know it's going to be like a cool story, and they're going to tell me things, and their daughters are so nice, and they're so cute, and everything, and all this stuff. I just knew it was going to be this cool international sort of, here's Scott having a new experience. I was looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I didn't expect is this guy was just two stripes away from full tracksuit mafia looking.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
And I don't mean it like not in a negative way, but he's like, he's wearing a sweatshirt like me and matching sweatpants. Had they had like the Adidas stripe on the side, it would have sealed the deal. It would have been done.
Listen, bro.
So yeah, he's trying to find, his biggest frustration is that since he's been in the States, he can't get a job because of his, nobody will hire him because they don't know. He just has this story and they don't know when he's got this accent and people are like, I don't know, do we hire him? You know, so he doesn't have any experience, doesn't have any of this stuff. So he's really frustrated. But anyway, that was really cool. And then we went over to his brother's house. His name is Yuri and he's like 6 miles up the road staying with another family. In like their extension apartment thing, this very nice house in Alpine. Oh my gosh, it was really nice. Anyway, these really the rich people that live there are being very, very generous, and you know, letting these people live there.
Wow.
So we go over there. Same thing. Now this is Yuri. I thought Yuri was a little kid because that's what I was told. I thought I was told that. Nope. This is another adult. Yuri's his brother. Full on adults. Dude in his 40s. Awesome name. Just love it. Freaking Yuri's a great name.
Yuri. Yeah.
And here's my favorite part. Throughout all of it, I could kind of sense this, like, sadness.
Sure.
But optimism and, like, these people are very humble. I don't know. It was a good reality check for me just to go, oh, right, there are people who, you know, I'm worried that I'm going to, I don't know, eat too many chips today. These people are worried about not getting killed. You know, like, it's just a different animal.
It puts things in perspective. Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm over there and his son is sitting on the couch and he looks just real dour and he's like on his phone. I can tell he's like 15 to 17, somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
And he just looked kind of sad. And like, he's sitting there because it's the right thing to do to come visit your, you know, to see your guests and welcome us to the house and everything. But he's not really saying much. And I go, so what do you like doing? And he said, this kid goes, oh, I like to, do this, that. I can't remember what it was. He was talking about something. And then he goes, I like to play video games. And my brain goes, bing.
Oh, boy. Boy, did he say that to the right person.
Yep. Uh-huh. So we're about to find some common ground, buddy, is how I felt. I was like, all right, here we go. Scott's going into full blow mode here. So here's the deal. Yep. Apparently, the Ukrainian youths, when they could play, he hasn't been able to for a long time, but they love Valorant. The Riot game, the shooter that Riot made.
Oh, yeah.
They love it. Yeah. Love it.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
They think that is the bomb over there. They also like Call of Duty. And he couldn't get over the fact that this freaking middle-aged dude in there is going, oh, so you're playing Warzone 2 or are you playing the actual campaign?
Like, right, exactly. Like, you're able to speak his language as opposed to, oh, well, I do like the Candy Crush. Do you like the Candy Crush?
Yeah, and I think at first he was nervous because I said, oh, what? My first thing was, oh, what games do you like? And I think he thought, I can't do this with some old guy.
Right, exactly. This is going to be, I better dumb this down. Yeah. I like...
But instead, I was like, I knew all the stuff he was talking about, and I knew it. Some of it, like, he'd go, oh, I can't remember the name. I'm like, oh, so this and this? And he go, oh, yes, this is it. This is so cool. And he lit up like a Christmas tree for the rest of the hour and a half we talked. Just loved it. Wanted to talk about games, talking about his favorite characters in Valorant, talking about how he's never played Overwatch, but he hopes he gets to while he's in the States. Like, just all this, like, he just was so stoked. And it reminded me, as often as we get all bummed out and depressed about how poopy gaming culture can be sometimes.
Sure.
People treat each other bad. Sometimes brings people together, man.
It does.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So sometimes you got, you know, you forget. It's easy to forget. So anyway, it was really cool. And I hope they all do well. I mean, we brought them gift certificates and some gifts and some food. They love pork, I guess. The Ukrainians love pork. So we gave them a bunch of pork. And then before the night was over, see if this shocks you. Kim committed to feeding like four families at a big event where all the Ukrainian refugees have come together, and she's going to make a giant pork carnitas freaking thing for him.
Taco bar or something.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can do my best shocked face. All right, let me work on it here. Okay, I'm going to work it up here. All right.
Okay, whoa, yeah. For a second, I thought you were Kevin. That was weird.
I know, yes. Thank you for remembering the character's name because weird. I was struggling trying to remember Kevin.
I never remember his last name, but I always remember his first name.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it was really cool and nothing but the best in their direction because they were very nice people.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, very good.
And it was just a nice, I don't know, sometimes you need a little perspective.
You know, you're the head do-gooder, Scott. Well, Kimberly is the
Kim
head
is.
Do-gooder.
Don't, yeah, don't give me this credit. It's
her. Do-gooder tangential because you...
Here at the Johnson,
do good with her doing good.
Exactly. Here at the Johnson Do Gooder effort.com, Kim is president, CEO, and chief activist.
You're vice do gooder.
Yeah. Comptroller, really, is what I'm doing. Just doing the comptrolling. Right. Someone's got a comptroll, you know? Why not me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Real quick, an email from a fly on the wall, he calls himself. Jeff is his name, and he says this: "Hello, Scott and Brian. I have a short story to tell. A few years ago, I worked as a contractor at the Scripps Network." Okay, this gets more interesting as we go. I was hired. Oh, go ahead. What are you going to say?
I said it better get more interesting. Because you ain't hooking me in with contractor at the Scripps Network.
So. No, it's not all that
kidding,
intriguing.
Jeff, yet. It's just me inserting a little colorful comedy.
Yeah. That's some color comedy. Wait.
Believe
color?
Me, I did color commentary.
Commentary. I couldn't think of the word.
No, believe me, I visited my share of Scripps newspaper. Please continue. I apologize.
All right, here we go. I was hired a few months before the announcement that Discovery was buying them. He's talking about DC and Warner Brothers and all that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Says, I was let go about a year later after the merger, but I am still friends with others that work there. One of these friends was telling me of a call he was on for work. He and others were there just to listen in on the phone call while David Zaslav introduced everyone to James Gunn and talks about plans for DC. My friend is a huge DC fan, so being a fly on the wall was a dream for him. The best thing he said about the meeting was that Gunn was trolling Zaslav the whole time. He said that you could tell Zaslav had no knowledge of DC and other Superman other than Superman and Batman. Zaslav asked Gunn what the next big thing they were working on was. Gunn starts talking about movies using these obscure DC characters. Don't ask me which ones. I'm a little better than Zaslav when it comes to DC. Most of my knowledge comes from Super Friends cartoon from the 70s. Nice. Oh, are you saying there's a chance we'll get Apache
Wonder
Chief?
Twins?
I want Apache Chief. Yeah. That's what I want. Oh, Nuck Chuck. Sure. And he gets all big. Oh, man. Anyway, he says, I got a big laugh out of this, that you might get a chuckle as well. Hopefully I'll get some good inside baseball now and then on DC. If I do, I will pass it along to you. Merry Christmas, Jeff.
Awesome.
I would love to hear more of that. That's great.
I do too. Is Blue Beetle was announced before James Gunn, right? The Blue Beetle movie?
I think so, but I also, my understanding is they're deep in supporting that and it's still going. Like, it's not like a thing they're going to shelf.
I mean, it feels like it's wheelhouse for James Gunn, that kind of comedy, that kind of goofiness. So
I mean, how much has been done yet? Maybe there's script rewrites and things, who knows, but I don't think any of the cast or any of that stuff's going to change. I'm actually excited about that one. And the other one I really want to see is the rumors about Lobo and possibly Jason Momoa doing that, which would be perfect. I mean, I know he's already Aquaman, but if they're going to leave that last phase behind, do a Chris Evans and have him, you know, leave one role in the MCU like he did. Well, it wasn't really MCU, but leaving, you know, Human Torch and going to be Captain America. Let's have him leave Aquaman and
totally.
Here's Lobo. Go get in there.
Yeah, because he would be perfect. It's almost like a better fit for him than Aquaman, although Aquaman was a pretty good fit. Hey, you know, I was trying to sleep last night. I was not tranquilizer, but a
what are they called? Muscle relaxant.
Yeah, and I was trying to get to sleep. You know, forget about the leg or the back, and so I decided to put on Black Adam.
On
HBO Max.
Oh, right.
It's only on for a limited time, right? It's one of those 30-day deals, like. Barbarian was and things like that.
Oh yeah, Dune was that way as well at first.
Dune, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to say it's great. It was great for helping me fall asleep. So kudos to The Rock for Black Adam as as a visual tranquilizer.
Wow. All right. Did you get to the part where Henry Cavill faked everybody out?
Oh, gosh, no. Isn't that end credits?
Yeah, that's end credits. You didn't get that far.
Yeah. I'm not going to get that far. They barely introduced Black Adam. Like, they do the whole thing of like, oh, here's the big enemy that you know he's going to be fighting. Brr, 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 brr.
Yeah. I mean, the worst superhero movie by far this year has got to be... I forgot the name of the damn thing. I almost said Zamboni, but that's not it. The vampire guy. Morbius.
Zamboni.
Why Zamboni? Why?
It's Zamboni time.
Zamboni.
Yeah, Morbius
time.
Morbius was talk about just. Here's a great property. Poop out a movie. Let me gobble up this great Marvel character and see what kind of a movie I can poop out.
It's a bummer, man. It became very meme-y and fun, though. So
yes, it totally did. And now, you know, every time I play Morbius in Marvel Snap, I have to say to myself, it's Morbid time.
Yep, that's the rule. That is the rule.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we've done all we really can do there. Let's get Dunaway in here and, you know, have one of our last, I'm sure there'll be a couple more, but one of our last of the year. With Dunaway.
Will be at least potentially one more, depending on next week. But yes, this will be the next to last one of 2022.
That's right. Let's see how it goes. No pressure on that end at all. Where the hell's this thing? There it is. Hey, look who it is. Brian Dunaway joining us for Babel Royale. Actually, it's Tadpooley Feud today. Hi, Babel Royale Zone, Brian Dunaway. How are you?
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hey, man.
Oh, hello.
What are you doing?
See, I consider Babel Royale the umbrella name for whatever we play on Wednesdays and Mondays.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the alphabet of the Google soup.
Yeah, there you go. It's right, the parent company. These are subsidiaries of Tadpooley Feud. Yeah. I guess it even says Tadpooley Feud on our thing, but that's whatever. It doesn't matter. We do what we want. We make what we want. That's what we do. All right.
We do what we want.
That's right.
Exactly,
yes.
As long as we don't say nothing stupid.
That's right. Hey, how's your, you had some big stuff last night. Everything go okay? All good? Families, you know, Christmas things.
Oh, yeah.
The 3D print. We're going to talk 3D printing? All right, cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I had that too. No, yeah. we had a little family get together. One of our many family get togethers.
Yeah.
Every year the family keeps growing. You know how it is week before Christmas.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had an opportunity to do that. I appreciate you being flexible on that, and we'll be doing some Play Retro tonight. So yeah, thank you,
tonight. Big
and
night.
Family.
Gonna be a busy night, but that's okay. Yeah. Look, family matters. Also, how else are you gonna get RSV, COVID, and 14 other flus if you don't at least try to all
get
together?
If you don't invite the little virus machines over, you're not gonna get sick.
To Ibbot's greater point, I installed that OctoPrint. And so the whole time I was doing the family thing, I was like, let me check my print. What are you doing? Nothing.
Oh. I'm just looking at the webcam of my 3D print going on.
Were you hosting? You guys hosted?
No, I was out. OctoPrint allows you to do it remotely because I got the OctoPrint remote turned on.
Okay. Yes, so you just check it through your phone or whatever?
Gina Hauber, whatever her name is that makes that, is just fantastic. She is so great about keeping that thing up to date and adding new features and stuff like that. She's awesome.
Now, before we move on,
way cool.
Brian Ibbot put a picture of Yoda in the thing.
Oh, that
this
was is a, great.
This
I
is a
that.
3D print, 3D printable toothpaste holder, or toothpaste cap.
Wow.
And so you can 3D print a little baby, a little Grogu going, bah.
This right is fantastic. He's in my queue. Now I'm printing out a Darth Vader remote control holder. So yeah, he's in my queue. He's up next.
Good. get your Grogu going. That's fantastic. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Yes.
Never would have thought of that. Good for the kids.
Spitting
all right.
Out toothpaste is fantastic.
Damn straight. That's hey, right, Dunaway. Let's get right to it here. We're gonna play a game. Oh, by the way, everybody at home, this is your chance to call in if you'd like to be our contestant today. The number to call is 801-47. Oh, we got one already coming in. Hold on. Let's find out who this is. Hi. Thanks for calling. Who's this? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Oh,
it's Claire.
Oh my lord! It's Claire.
Oh my god!
What have we done?
Oh my god!
What have we done? All right.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Miracle? Miramax. Miralax. It's a Christmas Miralax.
Let's play it out. Let's see how it goes.
This is great. I'm glad to have Claire here anytime. Yeah. And we're going to use Claire to our best advantage here on the show. So, hey, Brian, why don't you tell Claire how this works so she can try to win prizes?
That's right. Hands on your buzzers. Please give us alternative names for fornication. No, it's time to play the Tadpooly feud. I've surveyed the Tadpool on some nerdy topics, and Scott and Brian are going to have to predict the answers that they gave us. It's Scott and Brian's job to predict how many of those answers they can guess. Not predict them, just see how many they can guess. Hey, Claire, your job, which is class, is more important than ever because you're going to be working with either Scott or Brian. If your team wins, you get a prize package that includes Disciples Liberation and Shapes Puzzle, plus the puzzle DLC. So it's the game Shapes. With a Z.
Oh, Shapes is good. That's a good game.
And the puzzle DLC. Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's very good. It's puzzle games, but it's, I think it's great. Yeah. I think that'll make even the hardest core gamer like Claire happy. That's what I think.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm a hardcore.
She's hardcore.
You gotta shoot the shapes. I guess is what you gotta
always
do.
Always shoot the shapes.
The shapes.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole instruction manual for the Geometry Wars.
What shape is that?
Geometry Wars.
Yeah, Geometry Wars. Like, is shoot the shapes. That's it.
That's such a deep cut. Oh,
who said
this.
That originally?
It's like a little, This is like a little conveyor belt. This thing looks awesome.
Oh, I know who said shoot the shapes. It was that weird
kid. It was Randy,
kid.
Wasn't it?
No, it was that weird kid that used to come to all the stuff, including Nerdtacular, the Jesus kid.
Oh, yes, you're talking about not Sebastian. What was that kid's name?
Sebastian, that's it. That's
was it.
It
Sebastian?
It was Sebastian. He was this kind of smelly, skinny, weird little kid, dude.
Yeah.
He's just out of high school.
Thomas Sebastian, come on.
No, not in a negative way. He was like he's like a mascot. I don't know where he is now these days, but he was like in high school at the time, and he came to everything, and he says, you know what the rules are for for Geometry Wars? What? Shoot the shapes. And I don't know why that thing stuck for so long. It's so great. He looked like Jesus. God. That's why I'm calling Jesus guy. He had a little Jesus face.
I think I might have to actually pick up this shapes game. I'm looking at it, and it's like you're making a big flow chart and making things put together correctly.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good.
It's only $10. I'm gonna buy it.
All right. $10. Look what we've done. Claire will win, and Brian has bought. It's fantastic.
Yeah, great. Great job. How come this cost me money?
Everybody wins.
How come this contest costs Brian money every time we do it? Damn it.
By the way, was it really Sebastian? Okay, so anyway, Sebastian, the first time I was a guest on Extra Life Radio, he found my phone number and called the house while I was on. And like Tina answered... And he says, yeah, I need to tell Brian something. And she's like, oh, no, he's currently doing podcasting right now. And he's like, oh, no, I know. I'm listening to his show. So she comes down with the phone like, there's somebody on who needs to tell you something about the show you're currently doing.
Yeah.
And it's like, he just wanted me to tell you something, like, tell Scott. It's great. I really love his show or something like that.
Really he was an odd little duck. In his 20s,
he's gotten older. If you're talking about the same Sebastian who I'm talking about, he's gotten older. He stayed with us for a while.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's doing fine. I'm looking at his Facebook
mashup.
Page.
I think that was Sebastian Mashup Man.
Talking about that Sebastian.
Different Sebastian. Yeah, not him. Mashup Man's still around. Can't think of his
name. That's why I was trying to remember his... That's why Sebastian didn't seem right to me. It probably is, but it just didn't seem right to me. But
yeah, definitely not that Sebastian.
I was thinking he wasn't super young either. He was a little bit, older.
No, he was an average age dude. But this dude was still in high school. He ran away from home to come to Nerdtacular year. Like one year he shows up at my house.
Yeah.
And he's like, my parents don't even know I'm here. I'm like, dude, you live in California. What are you freaking doing? Anyway. Yeah. So there's the story. There's that story.
There's that whole thing. I hope you all enjoyed that business.
Yeah. All right. Let's do our
You're
thing.
You're diving deep.
Let's get to this. It's a Tadpooly feud. Get to a little Tadpooly feud.
What is Sebastian?
All right.
Sebastian.
All right. Put your hands on your buzzers. We asked 501 Tadpoolers. Seven of them chose not to reply, jerks. We asked them, what's your favorite superhero team?
Damn it.
Brian.
The Avengers.
Show me the Avengers.
Number two.
Only one answer will beat it. So many directions to go here, right?
Yeah. Like, I know.
All right, I'm gonna go. Let's just go Justice League. Somebody sure. probably chose it.
All right,
they're the original.
Show me Justice League.
Damn it!
Oh, number three, Brian.
Oh,
gets
look
control.
At that.
Control not what? Only of the board, but control of Claire. Good, oh, use no. that wisely.
Yeah, good.
No. Dear Lord.
Somebody needs to.
Yeah.
All right. So, Brian, you have control of the board. What other guesses do you have?
Claire, how comfortable are you with this question? Do you want to drop a little knowledge, or do you want me to go for one?
Claire.
Yeah.
Claire.
I would suggest another Marvel one is probably the top, and it's probably X-Men.
Oh, X-Men's good.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's a smart
agreed.
One.
I almost said X-Men. I flounder between the two. I was trying to figure out the guys.
Yeah.
The Tadpool.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. All right. Show me. Come to me, my X-Men.
Yeah.
Number one.
There it is.
Well done.
There
so,
it is.
Points-wise, those two answers now tied you up with Scott, is all it did.
Yeah, we're still still a real game here,
seven
folks.
Answers on the board. Yeah. Now it gets tough.
Remind me how this works again.
All right, suckers.
I got right. Now, I know that...
I already have any input, by the way.
For another one?
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to listen to you, but you might...
No. I mean, I can go, that's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Yeah, but I want to hear it.
Yeah, of course.
I can't think of what they're called, but the ones with the stupid and the things.
Sure. I'm going to go with Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's what she meant. Perfect.
Good answer.
The one with the tree.
The tree and the trash panda.
The trash panda. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Show me Guardians of the Galaxy. Number four.
There you go.
That put you ahead by four. Nicely done. You bastards.
Yeah.
We're not getting the good points. We need
the good points. You need some of the deeper, the higher hanging Percuts. Fruit, as they say.
Right.
That's right.
Claire, you got another one you need me to pull out of my... My butt.
Whoa.
My butt.
What?
Out of your butt.
Fantastic Four?
What did you say?
Oh, which one? I can't understand.
What did you say?
Fantastic Four?
Oh, Fantastic Four?
Oh, yeah, the Fantastic Four. That's a great
Fantastic
one. The Fleur.
Sure.
We're going to go with the Fleur.
I like how she did it like a question. That's amazing.
It's Flurberin' time.
Yeah.
Show me the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Number
there
six.
There you go.
Now we're getting some points.
Handsome points.
Jerks.
Yeah.
There we go.
Jerks.
All right. Okay.
Whew. Do you think more Marvel or DC people? What do you think, Claire?
Well, I hate DC.
Wow.
Okay.
Man.
All right. Then we'll stay with the Marvel people then. We don't want Claire to be angry.
The comics are fine. Look, people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a great selling point.
The comics are fine.
DC comics. They're fine.
You know what I mean? But, like, it'd be funny if you, like, had to apologize for Black Adam, and you're like, well, look, at least the comics are fine. You know?
Right, yes, exactly. Yeah.
The comics and the animation, that stuff's great.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah, it's better than they're fine.
They're fine.
All right, what do you guys like?
Do you mean to
pull one out?
Well, even though they're not, like, heroes, but, like, it depends on what the tadpoles.
What was the group again, you said?
Well, yeah, what was it again?
Suicide Squad, maybe? I don't know. What do you think, Brian?
I still didn't get what you said.
That is the weirdest word. Say it one more time.
Say it carefully and slowly.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand the Irish sometimes when they've got the way they say things.
This is why I give off about iPhones, because I have to call through my freaking work phone, and it's a potato, and you can't understand it.
Right. Well, I'm gonna go with Claire, even though she said it's not really a superhero team, it's not, but still, people. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's Tadpool. It's what the Tadpool says.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I'm gonna go with Suicide Squad with Claire.
I like it. All right. That's a team.
All right.
Okay.
It's a team. Show me Suicide Squad.
Oh, I'm shocked by that. I'm shocked by that, actually.
I think
I would have thought there would have been good points.
I think the superhero, only one person said Suicide Squad. I mean, you know, they're
really? Was it you, Claire?
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, surprisingly, only one person said it, even with their popularity, and I think it is that people probably did just like say, yeah, they're not really superheroes.
I still stand by it was a good answer. Sure. Good answer.
Sure. I have a question for the judges, Brian. Is that okay if I ask you this question?
Please ask your question.
Will some of these be amalgams of various versions of the sort of the same thing? Like... I don't want to.
No.
Let's say I'll make up something. Let's say there's the squirrels, but there was also the Squirrel Squad. But really, it's
I see what you're
saying. There you go.
X-Men, I feel like it's fair for me to tell you that there are no other. Like, let's say for example, we have X-Men on there. Would we also potentially have X-Factor and X-Force?
See, that's
people
my question.
Even though people did say those. I will say that
you
those are so
them.
Low on the list. No, I actually didn't combine them. They just
okay.
But none of these. I'm just going to say none of these.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh, well, yeah. Okay. I will say none of these are,
with the exception of one.
None
don't
of
use
these
that one.
Are close like that. If that makes sense.
Okay. No. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. I like that. Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get some of the low hanging fruit so we can get the high hanging fruit or whatever the hell the big points
are.
And I'm going to go with Doom Patrol.
Ooh, look at that. Fresh in your mind from
very
watching
hot.
It recently.
I love that premiere episode. Really enjoyed it. So yeah, it is on my mind. But I don't know. It just feels like it's in the zeitgeist right now, and it might be in high number.
And responsible for bringing Brendan Fraser back to where we love him and see him in things. So
sure.
Yes.
For sure. All right. Show me Doom Patrol.
Oh, come on.
No. Doom Patrol did better on the list than Suicide Squad.
X-Factor.
19. Number 19.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
It's not too bad.
That's pretty good. Pretty good.
That's probably where it belongs in terms of total team recognition.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And I figured out the way I want to phrase it, the way I want to phrase this, you know, the question that you asked, Scott, is there are characters who are on multiple teams in the list.
Yeah.
But the teams aren't like, you know, Avengers is on here. We're not going to, no Great Lakes Avengers or West Coast Avengers or something like that.
So there's no, if I say it's Justice League and Super Friends, different or no?
I would have listed those as different. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Your turn.
That was going to be my question. That's who I was thinking of as the Super Friends. But they're kind of different to Justice League?
Yeah, I would call those different.
Yeah, they're different enough.
Yep.
Those Wonder Twins didn't make it into the Justice League, I don't think. I'm not sure. All right, your turn, everybody.
Yeah. What you thinking, Claire? Do you have another guess? You want me to give you one? Which one is it?
Yeah, if you have one, go for it.
I'm going to say go Teen Titans Go.
Ooh, sure.
No, that's a good one. Teen Titans is good.
When there's trouble, you know who to call. Teen Titans.
But I'm a little worried that you might go, it's not like the Justice. Oh, good.
Sure. Well, look, I mean, you know, Teen Titans has Cyborg. He's also a member of Justice League, depending on who you
are. Yeah, you grow up. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
Can't stay teens forever.
No.
Show me Teen Titans. Yeah, number five.
Woo-hoo.
Nicely done. All right.
Go Titans.
What else you got?
Brian said that they are different. Maybe go with Super Friends. Do you think enough people would have said Super Friends?
I mean, Super Friends is such a cheese fest. It just feels like something people would have chosen, you know?
Yeah. It definitely. Let's roll the dice. Do what Claire says.
Yeah.
Claire says go.
Yeah.
All right.
It's coming up, Batman.
All right. I mean, just because I say that they're different doesn't mean people put them on the list. All right, show me.
All right, okay. Well, maybe I should change it.
No, we can't. You can't change it.
You can't change it now. You've already said it. Show me Super Friends.
It's on there.
You waited long enough for that one. Nine points.
Good points.
I don't think I can win.
Good points, Claire. Look at you.
If I got all three, would I can't win, can I?
Yeah, you need 24, you need 25 points to win, and you could get it with all three, right? Because you'd get...
Oh, right.
But then okay. Claire would still win.
7 plus 8 plus 10.
Yeah, Claire right, wins exactly. either way. That's
yeah,
the
there you go. Yeah. Claire wins either way. Yeah. Well done.
All right, good luck, you two. What do you got here? Let's clear the board.
That's a good one. Yeah. Let's see. We got... No way, I'm trying to think. Okay. Well, I love Alpha Flight. This personally. Sure.
You're going to go sure. Canadian, are you?
It's one of okay. my top picks.
Yeah. Canada.
Canada.
Put that in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Uh-huh. Do it then. Yeah. Is that yours?
I like Alpha
it enough. Do you like it enough to say it is the question.
I like it enough to say it.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Show me okay. Guardian, Puck, Marina,
Wolf guy on. Or Sasquatch,
North Star, Aurora, and Snowbird. Show me Alpha Flight.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'm glad we got that all out though. That was educational and also wrong, it but it was educational.
Box later on was another member.
Did Alpha anybody Flight, say Alpha Flight?
Yes, Alpha Flight was number 13.
Nothing wrong with Alpha
Ooh,
Flight.
It did
that
well,
good points.
Yeah, it would have been good points.
Brian, you were good to call it. That's a good one. All right, I am going to go with... oh, geez, I just had it and then I lost it.
Maybe up. You should say Scooby-Doo and they could find it for you in their mystery machine.
No... They are WB, though, aren't they? They are technically a DC property.
Yeah,
but
yeah, but are they a superhero?
There's no way anyone chose that.
Their dog talks.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah. Nobody did it.
Poorly.
Oh, I know. I got one. Let's go indie here.
I would take poorly. If a dog come up to me and started talking even poorly...
Yeah.
I'd be on.
Yeah,
you say that, you would be so freaked out, you'd poop your pants.
Yeah, if you said anything other than roof.
Keep that weird talking dog the F away from me.
Yeah, I'm with Brian.
I would have got away with it too if it hadn't been you and your weird talking dog.
All right, I'm gonna take the boys.
Ooh, that's a good team.
Oh,
let's get
now. Are they
one.
Are they always called the boys? Because technically, the show is the boys, but the team is something.
Oh,
else.
Well, the comic is called the boys. The characters in it are called. I don't know. I think they're just.
I'll tell you that the teams are called. The team is called the Seven.
Oh.
Oh.
Why? Oh, no, that. No, not wow. them. I don't want the more, Seven. Yeah. I don't mean them. I mean the actual boys, like the team that's trying to kill the Seven, meaning you know, Butcher and all his pals, not the Seven.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually lumped those together. Okay. That's true. Yeah, because they're different. It is a different team, isn't it? Yes. Yeah.
Yes. The Seven
okay,
are
cool.
the dicks.
In that case, yeah. Show me the boys or the Seven.
Son of a goat.
Even though I lumped them together, even combined, they, let's see. Where is it? I remember seeing it on here.
Loser.
Yeah.
You know what I would pay for? The next new property I would pay for is a buddy cop film with Claire and Brian Dunaway. That's what I want.
Yes. We're on it.
Just walking around going, loser.
I'm getting too old for this.
Just that's all. The whole movie would be that.
Anyway,
all right, bring it home then. What do you got, Smarty Pantses?
Well, the chat room won't shut up about the Watchmen. What do you think?
Oh, duh.
Yeah. Yeah, Watchmen. Sure. Yeah. It's up there. Watchmen.
Gotta love the chat room, right? Yeah. They're so
yeah.
smart.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always
the wicked smack.
I feel like an
all
idiot.
Right, cool. Show me
but
the watch.
Is that the name of the? That's the name of the group, right?
Yeah, okay,
the
Watchmen.
You confused me now.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Who watches the Watchmen?
Yeah, who watches them?
Show me the Watchmen.
What? No. Are you kidding me?
No.
All right.
The Minutemen were the team.
That old one. That's what it was.
Yeah, that was the old one. All right. Well, on that note, let's see if Scott can round this out. I don't know who else is left. Let's do Oh my gosh.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, shut up. That's not a, is DC on that now? That might be on
matter?
There.
Is
you know what? It doesn't
team?
Matter. You're right. It yeah. doesn't matter. Let's do the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Heroes on a half shell. Number seven on
oh,
the list.
Oh, it didn't buzz.
That's
weird.
The, that's
oh,
the other
thing.
The chat room was yelling yeah. between those two. Yep.
All right. Well, I feel a little better.
Dang it.
I know. Look, hey, you're still winning. Don't worry. You're good
yeah,
either
you're,
way.
You're, you've won.
You're going to win either way,
Claire. You've won either way.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Either way, you're covered. All right.
You're
a
winner.
Let's go with, oh, geez.
Carter says, G.I. Joe. Go, Joe.
That's a I mean, hero. That is a comic book. So it kind of doesn't.
Yeah. Is it a?
Oh, you know what? I like the Runaways. Why didn't I think of that before? The Runaways.
Oh sure.
Oh
sure. Marvel. They had a thing with
yeah,
the
Marvel's.
TV show on what?
The Hulu.
Freeform TV, I believe.
Oh, I thought it was Hulu.
No,
Hulu.
Not Hulu. Yeah.
Oh, I don't
so
know.
So not New Mutants in? Okay.
Well, look, okay. Dude, Runaways is a whole separate thing. They're mutants, but whatever.
That's right. Well, are they? They're mutants. They're kids who got. Experimented on as they were babies.
Oh, is that the deal?
Oh,
I can't remember.
I can't remember. It's been a while.
Totally yeah. unlike the New Mutants. Wait.
Fair
yes.
point.
Yes.
Fair point.
I was saying, totally unlike the New Mutants.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Show me Runaways.
What?
Yeah, no. All right. Well, that's all right. Claire, you won.
What, Claire? Sorry. What'd you say?
There.
Power Rangers?
Oh, Power Rangers.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? Power Brian Rangers. Is Power Rangers.
Go, Power Rangers, say, go.
By the way, I never did say, let's see, Runaways. Did I say Watchmen? Watchmen was number 15, by the way.
Yeah.
I did okay. say that. Let's see. Power Rangers, number 27. Oh, I could. Number 27.
Oh, man. 27. Yeah. That's a long ways down there.
Let's get to this and let's start the arguments, shall we? Yeah. Let's start.
Oh,
let me
boy.
Just go. Let's go number 10 first because there's less controversy over this one. Powerpuff
nice.
Girls.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm surprised that many people said that's great.
A lot of people. Nine people yeah. said Powerpuff Girls.
Wow.
Why didn't that ring?
All right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Start the argument.
I do love
here.
Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah. That's not a team. Spider-Man and the Thing. That's not a team.
Okay. Well, it's really funny you say that, Brian.
No.
Because number eight is Batman and Robin. Now,
this is the
team.
One you were
a
you were
up.
Yeah, no, you but you know what?
That's
it's I think it's a good one. I just think that this now makes sense what you were waffling on earlier.
Yes, exactly. Because they're both part of the Super Friends and part of the Justice League.
Yeah.
And kind of half part of the Teen Titans, but
they never did ever call themselves team though.
Well, they're
they
the duo, dynamic
partners in crime.
Yeah, but what is a dynamic duo if not a team? You know, it is
right,
a team.
Exactly.
Well, so does Scooby Doo and Batman and Robin. What's your point?
Yeah,
does that count?
Yeah, and they even had a crossover where Batman and Robin hung out with Scooby Doo. Do you remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. I love that one.
It was terrible.
Let's get to some of the answers you didn't say because some of these are great. And I'm going to tell you, one person just said, enough superhero shit as their response to the survey.
I love it.
So I think they might be tired of superhero-based questions in the tadpole survey. Let's see. Going down the list, number 11, Defenders, the Defenders. Doctor Strange and Silver Surfer, I think was part for a while.
Sure.
Mystery Men, number 12. That's a very good one.
Oh, love that movie. And
The Incredibles. A lot of people were shouting that one in the chat room. Number 14, The Incredibles. Wonder Twins, 16, X-Force, West Coast Avengers, New Mutants, Dark Justice League. Two people said that.
Yeah.
Two people also said Eternals. It's
nice.
True.
Yeah.
Great Lakes Avengers, Green Lantern Corps, Heroes for Hire, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, The Revengers, Wildcats, good choice there. The Ambiguously Gay Duo. Glad to see they get some love on here.
Hilarious.
Nice. Bat-Fam, Batmanuel and Robinson, Big Hero 6, getting a couple votes.
Oh, yeah, I just watched that.
Birds of Prey, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Scooby Gang.
All one
there. DP7 and DV8, Electra Woman and Dyna Girl.
Oh, nice.
Excalibur, Hobbs and Shaw.
I forgot about Excalibur.
Hobbs and Shaw?
Hobbs and Shaw.
You guys.
Right. Hulk,
what he can do with Nas.
Team of one.
Two biceps, two triceps, giant forearms. It's a group. It's a, you know.
Kick-Ass, Legion of Doom, Legion of Superheroes, which Midnight Suns, new Justice Team from Futurama.
Mm. Oh, somebody, I love that. Thought, wow. That's good.
Although we asked this a long time before you said you were rewatching that. So
yeah.
Spider-Man is Amazing Friends, Stormwatch, Samurai
good.
Pizza Cats.
Yeah.
Not familiar with that one, I need to apparently check that one out.
Yeah.
The Bob Belcher Family.
Okay.
The Centurions, the Craptacular B-Sides.
Yeah.
There's so many. The Venture Brothers, Thunderbolts and Thundercats, both good choices.
Oh, Thundercats is good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Wacky Racers.
Wacky Racers. Clearly a bunch of superheroes. Racers. How else could they be so wacky? Excellent news. Here's the good news, Claire. You won no matter what, so this code's coming to you. Exactly. Brian knows your email, so there's it's all good.
Actually, I'm going to send it to her in chat right now.
Can you pick someone in the chat for them? Because I still don't have my own computer to join in with all of the gaming.
Oh, man.
Merry Christmas.
That's so nice. That's so nice of you.
That's fine. It's a Christmas miracle. Plus, you know, you can undock your Switch and play that. That's fine.
Right. We'll even split these up. So we'll do Disciples Liberation to somebody in the Tadpool, and then we'll do Shapes plus the Puzzle DLC to one of the hosts of TMS. So that's cool.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. We won't even need to say which host. It's totally fine.
We won't even need to say it.
Yeah. No, it's fine. Here's your big moment.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Congratulations and well done, Claire. And thank you for being so generous with your codes. Hey, Brian Dunaway, guess what, man?
What?
Tonight, you and I are doing Play Retro tonight. Right after DTNS ends or so. I'll be heading straight into that, and Brian and I will be talking all about the fantastic ancient video games called... What are we watching? What are we playing?
Gauntlet
1 and 2. Sorry, I drug it out because my brain just wasn't working. Yeah, sorry, go ahead. It's older than what? What'd you say?
Oh, no. I don't know. I love how you drug it out by just using more words.
Yeah, just kept it going. Game. Yeah, keep that train rolling, I always say. But that's today, and we'll be talking about Gauntlet 1 and 2. It's so dumb I forgot because I just played it yesterday, so we could talk about it. Duh. Anyway, that'll be tonight, 3:30 Mountain Time at frogpants.tv if you want to watch live or get Play Retro wherever you get your podcasts. Brian Dunaway, have a lovely week. Christmas. I guess this is it. Merry Christmas.
No, you.
I mean, we'll talk to you again, but, you know, on the show we won't.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's Merry Christmas, Brian. May all your gifts be returnable and biodegradable by now. All right. That's the end of that.
By the way, so Rainbow Bright asked, is there a film psych this weekend? There sure is. We did a watch-along of Last Christmas, the X-Files episode.
Yep.
That we soon realized had zero to do with Christmas.
Yeah.
Other than the title.
Yep. It was a little bit weird.
Part of it takes place at a Christmas party. Yep. So that's what's coming up this weekend for Film Sack. All right, we're gonna give these. I'm gonna give it away right now. I have an idea.
Let's do it toward the end of the show so we can get to Tom. Okay. We're already 10 minutes.
Oh late. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so cool. We'll just wait on that. But don't worry, you guys. You could win. Hang around. We'll do it right at the end of the show.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, Tom Merritt, as I mentioned, be here talking tech. We got recommendals after that. But before any of that can happen, we have to play a song. Brian, what do you got?
We do. Contractually obligated to play this song right here. This I love this, and not just because of the title, but the lyrics are great. The song, the beautiful. It just goes right along with something that is very near and dear to my heart, as you shall soon see. This is a band called Daisy the Great, from their brand new album, All You Need Is Time. Here is their song, Time Machine.
Are you listening to the clocks in this house? They are growling at me. They are growling at me, saying, how can it be that the whole world is falling apart? The sky is burning, no more. need to hurry. We were right to worry. We were right to worry. The birds are gone now. The time has come now. Just close your eyes now. Just close your eyes now. The sea is crying. The moon is sighing. It's terrifying. It's terrifying. It's all around us. The end has crowned us. A star has found us.
Remember a time when chocolate chip cookies came fresh from the oven? Petridge Farm remembers. Do you remember a time when women couldn't vote and certain folk weren't allowed on golf courses? Petridge Farm remembers.
What's that scribbledygook?
The Morning Stream. You've done it, you stupid old man. Now you've got to undo it.
And we've returned. Tell me who that was one more time.
Sure. That was a band called Daisy the Great and a song called Time Machine.
How interesting is it that the very clip I played after that.
Do you remember
a time? This was all about time and remembering.
It was all about time. I know. It was great. Great. The timing was impeccable.
Oh, see? Now you've done it. Now you've done it. All right, let's get down the road to some tech.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man, shown here in a top hat, look at this, guys, look at this, is Tom Merritt. He's joining us as he does every Wednesday of this entire year of 2022, and likely will be for 2023, unless we really screw something up, and I hope we don't. Tom, welcome back to the show. What gives with the top hat? Are you doing Scrooge or what? What do we got here?
So last week I floated the idea on my Twitch stream while I was preparing for the show that maybe I would read A Christmas Carol live on my Twitch stream at some point. Oh. And people said, well, you must wear a top hat. And I said, I didn't have a top hat. And they said, you should order a top hat. So I texted Andrew Heaton and he told me where to buy a top hat. I bought a top hat. The top hat got shipped and now I'm wearing the top hat.
Love it that Andrew Heaton is the go-to for who, where can I get top hats?
Top hat, right?
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great.
Thanks for not asking the guy who's known for wearing silly hats. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. I'll,
where would you have told me to buy a top hat?
Yeah, Brian, what is your... Brian, do you have a go-to hat place? Do you have a place that you're always like, oh,
I have
right.
a local haberdasher, but that would not help Tom with a hat that he needed in California.
That's true. You need it in LA.
I would have said Amazon. You were absolutely correct in going Andrew Heaton for that.
Okay. I was just double checking because yes, you're right. You are on my go-to hat list, but for top hats specifically,
that's true. Heaton it's a less silly hat,
slightly above. Yeah.
Well, that's, it's like you're the ghost of Christmas Tech, is what you are.
Oh, I like that. Nice transition. I mean, look, as we hurtle toward Christmas, if it's anything like gaming news, things tend to slow down a little, but. What's going on in tech today? Anything crazy or cool?
Well, are you ready for some football news?
Oh, I am ready for some football.
I hear that all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
Great. Well, they may be coming over to YouTube to watch their football next season.
Yeah.
So if anyone hasn't been following this, here's the short version. DirecTV has had a package called Sunday Ticket pretty much since its inception. And Sunday Ticket lets you pay extra money to get all the football games on Sunday, not just the ones that are broadcast in your local market. That does mean that you're blacked out of your local market. You have to go watch on your local channel. So, you know, that's typical for Major League Baseball, NHL, etc. They want you to go to your local channel to watch those games, but these extra packages give you all of the other games, right? So this is a pretty significant, wonderful package that football fans have enjoyed for a long time. It's one of the main drivers of subscriptions to DirecTV. So that's one part of this story is DirecTV subscriptions probably going to fall even farther since they don't have Sunday Ticket. But it looked like Apple was going to get this, which would have been interesting because they don't have local channels on Apple. So you would have had to, on DirecTV, it would be easy to be like, oh, I'm watching Sunday Ticket on this channel. I will just go up to my broadcast channel to watch my local team. With Apple TV, you would have had to have a second service to watch your local team, but everything else would have been there. I guess the word is, nobody said anything official, but the word is that Apple wanted to get rid of that practice. They wanted to carry the local games. Mm. They also wanted to carry it internationally. The Sunday Ticket is only in the U.S. So they were very close. It looked like they were going to get it, and they couldn't resolve those issues. So Apple backed away, and now the word is, according to the Wall Street Journal, that the NFL very quickly has gotten close to an agreement with Google to add NFL Sunday Ticket to YouTube. And by the time you're listening to this, if you're listening to it not live, that may have already been announced. There's an owners meeting on Wednesday, and they're expected to announce a deal after that.
So if it goes through, and it sounds like it probably will, this still, the rules still apply to the local game issues, right?
Yes. Like,
okay.
Essentially, the reason that is I as a network, let's say pick CBS because they do football games.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I get a lot of money for selling the national ads, which I would still get if my game is carried on Sunday Ticket. These games are just rebroadcasts of what CBS is doing. But my local affiliate is made very happy by the fact that they get ads from people watching there. The cable channel that carries the local affiliate is paying to carry it. So they want people to be subscribed to the cable service in order to get it, not to a separate service like Sunday Ticket. And what Apple essentially wanted to do was buy that out. From what I understand, Apple was like, yeah, we'll pay to make that go away. How much? And the NFL said, you know what? That's going to ruin a lot of relationships. It might be bad monetarily down the road. So no, we don't want to give all the power to you. I think the NFL kind of likes that they can, you know, play some folks off against each other. So instead, what we're going to get is YouTube getting the Sunday Ticket I'm going to guess, we don't know if, we don't even know if they're going to get it, but if they get it, my guess would be they will add it to YouTube TV, which case they're in the same situation as DirecTV. Your local channels hopefully will be on them. They're not on all the instances, but they're on most of them. Mm-hmm. And then you could go watch it on that channel on YouTube TV and all the other games on Sunday, on the Sunday ticket package if you pay to add it. They'll probably also make it available on YouTube proper as an add-on. They've been doing that where you can add Showtime, you can add other things, in which case you wouldn't get your local market games, but you could get everything else through the YouTube interface.
Well, that's what I was mostly curious about is how they'll get, like, I can't just tune into YouTube and watch free games on Sundays. That's not how that's going to work. I got to up my...
For football, no. Yeah. I assume. Now, who knows? Part of this package, you know, this is a new package. So part of this package may include like one free YouTube game. Remember, YouTube does free Major League Baseball games. So maybe there'll be a free game on Sunday from the Sunday ticket package that might be blacked out if it's your local team. I'm not going to rule that out. But by and large, no, this is going to be a package you have to pay to add on.
All right. Well, I think it's an interesting move. I guess I was kind of hoping... I don't know where I stand on this. I understand why they want to protect the relationships with local affiliates and stuff. I totally get that. Mm-hmm. But part of me is like, can we get to a place where we just have, I don't know. My brain is so stupid this way because like part of me wants a single place to just say, I go there for all right. of it. And that's yeah. all right there and there it is. But then it feels like I'm describing old media in a weird way. You know, like
I hear this a lot from people like, oh, we're just headed back to cable, aren't we? Yeah. And no, you're not, because cable was a monopoly for the most part. You got what they gave you or you got nothing and you had no control of that. And it was really hard to cancel. What we're headed to is choice,
right.
Choice and control. And so, yes, it would be nice, I think, if there was a platform that helped you manage all of that, which is what Apple's trying to be. It's what Amazon's trying to be, where they're like, yeah, you can add channels on our platform. Roku is also trying to be that. So we're kind of headed there.
Sure.
And I think it will be an improvement over cable because you'll have options. You won't be locked in and be like, well, you got the one thing or you got nothing. Your choice.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see. I think I may actually do it this time. Like, belly up for it, because Kim and
for
I
the every Sunday ticket.
Yeah, every year Kim yeah, and yeah. I, Kim and really? I go. We always this always happens. So I like football. I enjoy it, and I love the playoffs, yeah. and I love the end of the season. But I sure. tend to get really like not really paying attention the rest of the regular season. And yeah. I used to be really into it to the point that I was watching every game, and you know I really liked it way back in the day. So we keep saying, hey, we got to do that again. She's like, yeah, we should. We should totally get into it. And then we don't. Like this season, we're circling the drain again. And I'm like, well, frick, we didn't do it. So the idea of jumping in on it and having it be kind of like a digital play like this and not just finding out that CBS yeah, or Fox yeah. or some cable yeah. channel is doing it is yeah. pushing me more into that direction and maybe trying it for once.
I'm kind of liking it as well. I mean, I bet every week on games. So... watching the little play-by-play of the little, you know, the little graphic icon of the field with the ball arcs mm-hmm. for when they have a passing run or a running game or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'd much rather be able to just put it on and say, okay, this is a game that I've got, you know, $30 on. Let's watch right, this one or whatever.
You got yeah. your skin in
there. Mikey Misi asked an interesting question is like, does this affect Monday night football or Thursday night yeah. football? No, it won't. And nor does it affect Sunday night football. It's only the Sunday day games that go into Sunday tickets. Sunday night sure. stays on NBC. Monday night stays on ESPN. And Thursday night stays on Amazon. Those are
Amazon
all separate
Prime.
Deal.
Yeah, yeah. The weirdest. That was the first weird, like, oh, wow. Okay. These streaming services
we're
are going to
get.
Them,
yeah. Yeah. We're yeah. making moves.
Very,
yeah.
very weird. All right. Well, that's actually a pretty big story. And we'll be talking about it and more today on DTNS. Can't wait. It's Wednesday. It means it's my day. Damn it. Bow before my day. Just kidding. I just show up and get a top tip of the hat from Tom. Tom, is there anything else going on in your world that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, there was a great episode of A Word with Tom Merritt published last week that I've been getting lots of good feedback about, starring Scott Johnson talking about being a dad.
Oh, yeah, what? That's right.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And we have, I've had nothing but people go, man, what a great episode. I love that conversation. Loved hearing Scott talk about things in a way that he doesn't really get an opportunity to talk about. So Scott and I had a really personal conversation, not only about Scott. You were nice enough to open up about your experience being a father of three children from a young age to, you know, and not as young age, throughout time. And we also talked about our own dads and our experiences with them. And I really appreciate you doing that. That was a really fun conversation.
Well, I really enjoyed it. It was, Tom's obviously a great interviewer, and that helps that stuff come out. And I think it just came out in a way that sounded really, really well thought out, even though we were just sort of talking, just having a conversation. I've had nothing but good feedback as well on my end. So A, thank you for the opportunity, and B, people check it out if you haven't checked it out. It's A Word with Tom Merritt, available wherever you get your podcasts. Highly recommended.
awordpodcast.com will get you to the subscription area.
Very nice. It's Tom Merritt, everybody. Ace Detect on Twitter. As long as Twitter exists, he'll be there. Oh, that's weird. Just restarted. Sorry, keep talking.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like Groot. Like, basically, we'd be going podcast.
Oh, so
podcast.
It would be A Word podcast. With Brian Ibbett. Yeah, the word is podcast, and we just go podcast?
We just go podcast. Podcast, yeah, podcast,
all tone
podcast.
Of voice.
Yeah, exactly. We have to get across.
We'll schedule that for April 1st.
Yeah.
That's right. Here we go. Yep. Sign up today.
Good luck on your OnlyFans, where a top hat man slowly disrobes over 6 months. See you soon. For whatever reason, when I tried to close his video, it restarted Discord for me, but it didn't actually close Discord. Really? It just the whole thing, it started over with the logo and everything. And
yeah, relaunched it, but never actually. That's funny.
That's really odd. I've never had it happen before. Hey, real quick. So you put in a picture of Sebastian.
Yes.
This is the guy.
Is that his name, though? God, it just doesn't seem, it doesn't sound correct to me, but.
You might be right, and I'm just totally misremembering.
Yeah. Another funny photo from that day?
Yes.
I'm going to put it in here right now. This is in the background. So it's Daryl taking a picture.
Yeah.
But in the background, far left, you can see Scott, who's taking a picture with a couple fans, Nicole Spagnolo and Mark Spagnolo.
Yeah. Early Spags.
Early Spags. Like, hold on there. Hey, can we get a picture with you, Scott?
Oh, another fun note. Okay, so people at home can't see this. Yeah, that's Seamus.
Seamus, that's
not
it.
Sebastian,
Seamus.
Freaking Seamus.
Thank you, Renee Plays Stuff.
Oh my gosh, thank you. You got it.
That's totally it, Seamus.
So that's Daryl in front with a camera. With his.
Oh, I think that might be Brian Dunaway's ex-wife on the right side.
It is, and that's Brian sitting next to her, I think.
Sit next to her.
Maybe not. Like, no, she's by pillow. Herself. Yeah, she's by herself. Yeah, that pillow is Brian Dunaway.
Sit next to her.
This is a real shapeshifter. Then I think that's Randy standing there with the beer. I think.
Oh, really? I thought it might be just another picture of Seamus.
Oh, it might be.
Because everybody was wearing those damn Extra Life Radio shirts. Because this was before TMS. I think this was,
this is
2009.
Yeah,
so.
09. I think 09, right? Yeah.
Yep, this is May 9th, 2009. I can tell you at 10:40 p.m.
Yep, in my old living room. And then one other thing I wanted to say, this couch that Brian's ex-wife is sitting in, Dunaway's ex-wife, is the very couch that the red shirt guy from Blizzard fame, like the BlizzCon dude that was so weird out in the audience, he sat in that chair, one Nerdtacular, not this 09 one, but a different one, and fell asleep for like 2 hours there.
The red shirt guy was in your house? I never knew this.
Yes.
I thought the only time we ever saw the red shirt guy was was in at BlizzCon itself.
No, in fact, somewhere I have a photo of him sleeping in that chair, but I don't know where I freaking put it. I'd have to dig around. Oh, these are great. Look at this one.
It's like I said, take the most serious picture you can. But then following that, I'll give you one more.
Yeah. And then I'm with, is that Eric? I think that's Skyhawk. I've got my arm around in that one.
Oh, yeah, definitely Skyhawk, because you can see him in this one that I just uploaded with where you're photobombing the Mayus, Josh and Jen Mayu.
Yeah, I don't have the talent you had at that, but I tried.
That was pretty good, though, dude. Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, there's the Mayus doing their thing. I remember he really wanted to cook the chicken that night. He was like super like irritated that it wasn't. He wanted to help cook the chicken. Oh, there's Seamus again. Seamus. That's the name. I'm annoyed that I couldn't think of it.
And then on our drive home, we saw this, which was one of those vehicles, one of those trucks that's loaded up with cars.
Oh, right. Like a multi-level. Oh, my gosh. Really?
And it's on fire. And all those cars are on fire.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Holy poop.
Look at that.
Yeah.
All they of those
routed
cars?
Us off the highway for that.
How much do you think was worth?
Oh, geez.
A lot, like, right?
Yeah, a few, a couple $100,000 just wrecked right there.
That is wild. All right, very nice.
Anyway,
enjoyed the hell out of that. Let's see if
since we don't have Randy, we just filled up some time.
I completely forgot that Randy was out today. He's on vacation, basically.
Sure.
And Nicole is not feeling well, so she's not here either. So recommendals today is just me and you, and that's all right. Once in a while, it's fine. We don't mind.
Fine.
Here's this. As we play the theme for only ourselves, it's time for recommendals, things we've seen on streaming services that we think you might enjoy at home as well. It's a public service, really, and we don't get paid for it. But
no, we don't.
We're here. Oh, I guess we get Patreon, but it's not really the same. Anyway, let's get to this. We are going to start with you because we always start with you. And I lost track of where your clips are. There it is. Okay, so we actually have these from last Wednesday when we didn't do recommendals at all because I had internet problems, but we held them and we're ready to share them now. So Brian, what'd you bring?
Yes. This is a one season series, or as they would say in the UK, a one series.
Nice.
So this is a very quick and fantastic watch. I kind of edited a little bit of the setup from the first episode together because there's a lot that needs to be kind of put into one little clip. So,
all right. Well, let's check it out and enjoy this clip.
You're both getting out today.
Bullshit. I still got 8 months. This fool got 4 years left.
Governor's letting out a bunch of nonviolent inmates because of the coronavirus, and you dumbasses are two of them. Grab your stuff.
What the hell is coronavirus?
Piece of shit out of me.
This is crazy, huh? You'd have told me this morning that I was
good. Here's $40 in your personal belongings. The clothes you came in with are down the hall. If you've been here longer than 10 years, we apologize for the moth problem, which has since been rectified. Next!
What exactly is this coronavirus, anyway?
A couple weeks ago, some dumbass ate a rotten bat. Now people are dying from the flu, and they shut down the NBA. Next!
Okay, this is it, folks. You're all free to go, but please keep in mind, the state has issued a shelter-in-place order.
What's a shelter-in-place order?
Unless you are essential, which I assure you, you are not, you need to stay in your home.
But we've been in prison. We don't have a home.
I agree, it's a bit of a head-scratcher, but we were just told to let you go, so that's what we did. Good luck.
I have no idea, but I love it. Is this not... Well, hold on, let me guess.
Yeah.
TV show or movie, did you say?
TV show.
Oh, gosh. Why is something about it familiar?
Yeah, it should be because we when this was announced, we were talking about saying, oh, my God, this is going to be great. We got to watch it because it's a series created by Greg Garcia, who you know from things like My Name is Earl and Raising Hope and
love him
and all those.
Yeah.
This is called Sprung, and it features a lot of those actors, or a couple of those actors anyway, that you remember from those shows. So that's Garrett Dillahunt that you hear.
That's why it's familiar. It's his voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Garrett Dillahunt is the one who's, hey, what's this coronavirus thing? it's got him. It's got Martha Plimpton as the kind of a mother to Garrett Dillahunt's cellmate who kind of takes everybody in. Shakira Barrera as Gloria, because Greg Garcia likes to find beautiful women for the lead who are fantastic and who we need to see more of after these shows and we never see again, sadly. I don't know why we don't, but like the woman in My Name is Earl, the housekeeper or the maid.
Oh yeah. She was great.
She was great. And we never really saw her in anything after that.
No, that's kind of the end of it. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, but
so is the concept here that they actually emptied a prison because of coronavirus? That seems weird.
It not emptied, but basically, and this did happen, the governors of, you know, some states said, all right, nonviolent criminals, you're back out, you're free to go. And Garrett Dillahunt's character is only in prison because he sold weed. But this actually did happen in 2020.
I didn't know that. That is news to me. That's really interesting.
Yeah. Huh. What's great is the prison that they're released from is the H.I. McDonough prison, which is a deep cut for folks.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's freaking great.
So this is on Freevee. Freevee. Mm-hmm. So that's where you're going to watch it, which means that if you don't have some way of isolating out those commercials, you're going to see a couple commercials in it. Don't worry. It is so worth it. Each episode's about 35 minutes. There are 9 episodes. It's all one self-contained thing. You're not going to need a future season of this. It's so damn good.
This is great. Freevee, by the way, is Amazon's new name for IMDb TV.
That's right.
So it's a reputable source. It's not some, like, don't let that scare you away and think Freevee, what the hell's that? No, it's like a commercially supported, you know, it's IMDb TV rebranded. That's what it is.
Exactly. And that means, and if you have Amazon Prime, you can actually watch it there because Amazon Prime shows the Freevee stuff over there. So that's probably the easiest place to see it is if you've got Amazon Prime, just absolutely. Watch it there.
Yeah. They have their own app, but Brian's right. You can watch all that stuff over there. I did not know this was a thing. I didn't know Gregory Thomas Garcia had a new project. I love his stuff. I am all in. This is reviewed incredibly well.
It's hilarious and it's charming and if I had any complaint about this thing, it's Martha Plimpton sometimes is a little over the top in her white trash trailer park mom acting, mm-hmm. but even that is fine. It's fine,
you guys. It's fine.
But it's also got Fred Grandy, who played Gopher on The Love Boat.
Oh my lord. Wow.
Who was a member of the House of Representatives for a while from Iowa.
Yeah. He's the one that went all, you know, straight laced after that show ended and then nothing for a long time. And now suddenly he's in this. That's fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah. All right. I'm in. You've sold me.
Yes. Watch it. 9 episodes. You can watch the entire thing in just a little over the time it would take you to watch RRR.
Nice. RRR, everybody.
The barometer right there. Is it longer or shorter than RRR, watching all of RRR?
What used to be, King Kong, Peter Jackson's King Kong used to be the thing.
Used to be the bar, right?
Yeah, now it's triple R. I like it. Yeah. All right, here is a clip from mine. I watched this on Netflix, and it took me a little while to get through it because I'll be honest, I didn't want it to end. I was enjoying it that much. And so I reserved it for my treadmill watching, which is about every other day.
Yeah.
But I did finish it. I loved it. And I'd like to share it with you. It's a documentary. Here you go.
Coke was the market leader because it was the original cola. So Pepsi was the underdog since its inception. But its strongest weapon was the advertising.
Pepsi.
Pepsi.
The Pepsi Challenge.
Tell me which one you chose.
Pepsi.
Madonna, Michael Jackson, Marlon Brando, Britney Spears. I'm not trying to name drop here, but I am. I'm absolutely name dropping.
All right, small world. That guy at the end there is Eric Van Skyhawk's former boss when he was working in New York.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so a bunch of weird connections. I was reaching out to him about it because I knew it was in the ad business, and he's like, oh, that's my boss. I used to work for that guy. And I was like, man, you got to be kidding. Anyway. The movie.
I believe that's something called Pepsi Where's My Jet, right?
You are correct. You are correct. Yeah. Pepsi Where's My Jet, in the form of a question, is the documentary. It's a 4-part series. And I don't want to spoil anything because I think the 4th part has a bunch of stuff I did not see coming and is absolutely worth experiencing on your own. But the gist of the entire thing is there's this dude who at the age of just getting out of high school, starting college era in like 1994, you got this guy. His name is John Leonard.
Yeah.
And John Leonard, he's just a scrappy kid who's just like kind of trying to figure out life and what he's going to do. And he's close to his parents and he's just a nice kid or whatever. they show this commercial on TV. You probably remember it, Brian. It was a commercial for Pepsi where they said at the end of it, you could use these stupid Pepsi points. They start with t-shirt, then jacket, then, you know, bike or whatever. And they finally get to a Harrier jet, which was huge at the time because the movie True Lies had just come out.
Right.
And everybody thought, ooh, Harrier jets are the coolest thing. So Pepsi put out this ad, and underneath each of these products, it would say, you know, 70 Pepsi points. And you got Pepsi points by buying Pepsi, drinking it, and you know, I don't know. I can't remember how you tracked it, but you basically tracked what you had or what you bought. And then you could buy these stupid things almost like an arcade with tickets.
Yeah.
And by the end, it shows all these things and says Harrier jet, 70 million tickets. No, 70,000 maybe?
Seven million.
7 million, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an important part. I don't know why I forgot that. 7 million tickets. And then no disclaimer. No, no, just kidding. No, not really an offer.
Even though they meant it as a joke.
They assumed everybody would assume. In fact, that was their court. In court, they argued who would think this was real. That was their argument, basically. Yeah. And the answer is this kid. He's like, I can do it. And he figured out a way to do it and did it and actually sent the money in that equivalated to about $700,000. And Pepsi refused to do it. And there's this ton of back and forth, whole story around it. He gets an investor involved. This guy turns out to be a lifelong friend eventually, or that's how it kind of pans out. There's a whole bunch of drama there. Mike Avenatti, the freaking weirdo lawyer that's going to prison now for screwing Nike over or whatever, but the one that was going after Trump and all that for his porno lady lawsuit.
Right, yes.
Avenatti, he's in this, and he was part of this back then, and they don't pull any punches with that guy. Like, he is a turd, and the documentary is happy to express what a turd he is.
Really? Okay.
But anyway, it is it reminds me of an Adam McKay movie in tone.
Okay.
It's not a drama about real events. It's a documentary about real events, but the pacing and the comedy and the sort of the way they set up discussion and stuff is like funny and has just a rhythm to it that's hard to explain. It reminds me of the Monopoly McDonald's documentary as well.
The McMillions or whatever it was called. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very good. It goes places I didn't expect. I don't want to spoil any of it. It's a very good documentary. And I really like this one thing that they do. Everybody they interviewed, and they interviewed Cindy Crawford, and they interview like people that were big deals back then with the brand, including interviewing his mom, everybody in between, Avenatti himself. They all have to do the Pepsi challenge before they do their interview. So they've got two cups in front of them, and they have to determine whether the one they tasted here is Coke or Pepsi, or whether this one's Coke or Pepsi. The whole Pepsi, you know what the Pepsi challenge is. I have to explain it. And you'd be amazed how many people get it wrong. Like, lifelong employees of Pepsi are picking Coke in this stupid thing.
Oops.
Then they kind of keep track. So it's just got this like fun meta quality to it. I don't mean Facebook meta. I mean like the real use of the word meta. Anyway, highly recommend it. I really, really like it. Pepsi, Where's My Jet is the name of it. It's a 4-part series on Netflix. And I think I got all that, Christine.
Shitoutofluck.com.
So if I missed anything, let me know. But it is worth your time. And
that's a good, it looks like it's like a good amount of time too, right? It's like four 35 to 40 minute episodes. Perfect.
Yep. Just the right amount. I feel like, I don't feel like they're overstaying their you know how that happens with these documentaries sometimes. Yes. 6 and 7 part ones. I'm like, dude, you could have done this in 3. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though that wasn't a documentary, it definitely could have been.
Yeah. I think that fits in that category, I think.
Yes.
Where you could have done more with less. And in this case, I think it's just right and feels good. And it's also a lot of nostalgia there. Any of you 90s kids or any of you who are like me and Brian around, you know, we were in early 20s. This guy's basically our age. Yeah. This John Leonard kid. I say kid. He's a kid for a lot of the story, but
sure.
He's an adult now. But it just had a lot of sort of, I remember that. Anyway, it's rad. Check it out. Pepsi, it's Where's really My cool. Jet? It's very good. If you
want to, I'm going to throw one more thing in here only because I just watched it yesterday and it blew me away, but it was an earlier recommendal of mine. I can't remember when I recommended this, but Gangs of London, which is an AMC Plus series that is like the perfect marriage of Peaky Blinders and Game of Thrones.
Mm.
And actually features both Catelyn Stark and the younger Shelby boy. in it as mother and son, oddly enough.
Sure.
I don't know if anybody's watching this, but the episode that just came out, I thought I was like binging to the end of the season, but I devoured this stuff. Holy crap. The episode that just came out, my God, has one of the most brilliant and heartbreaking and reminiscent of that scene, that famous scene from Old Boy.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know the scene from Old Boy.
I know what you're talking about. Yep.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like, oh, man. It almost feels like it was done in one take or one cut. So
British production, I assume. It's like a Sky
British
original.
Production. Yeah. Okay. And
this looks great.
Oh yeah. Why am I not watching this? This looks like my jam here.
It is so good, and it's two seasons so far. I will warn you right now, it's gory. Not that gory. I mean, it's gory, but it's violent. It's like not for the squeamish.
That's cool. I'm down with that. Yeah. There's a lot of people going, oi, 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 like that kind of like.
It is. It's okay. Like, if you're not running this city, then I'm off to take you out.
To take you out. Exactly. All right. I love that kind of stuff. So
it is so good. And who you root for per episode, it can change. Which is great. It's like such a, I can't think of another series, maybe Game of Thrones, where you're like, oh yeah, I really like this character. And like, oh no, I don't anymore. I want them to die.
Yeah. It sounds like a great, I would love this.
It's, I'm not sure it's, I understand.
Shut the hell up.
You said nothing like her name. I've been listening the whole time. You didn't say her name.
Nothing. I did not say her name. It's the fact that if I raise my, I've been flailing my arms around a lot during this episode.
No.
And if I flail my arms a lot, give it a second.
Oh yeah, man.
Now she's playing something from my phone. It's probably, I think it's a rap song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, it's probably a rap song called Flail My Arms a Lot.
That's fantastic.
Oh, it's Mix-a-Lot. What's Love by Fat Joe featuring Ja Rule and Ashanti. But
Fat
anyway,
Joe.
She's hearing me like raise, like when I raise my hand up, she's saying, oh, he's trying to ask me something because you don't need to say her name for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because you do the raise hand thing. I got it. That's a thing you can turn off if you want to, right?
I could turn that off and I probably should.
Probably should. Yeah.
Probably should. Anyway, all right. So there you go. So Gangs of London.
Gangs of London.
Go check it out if you
Pepsi Wears My Jet and Sprung. Yep, those are your things. And they'll all be up on quicktms.li if you'd like to.
They're already there.
Yeah, see, look, efficiency.
Quick and easy because there's only two recommendals today. And AMC Plus is where Gangs of London is streaming. But you need that anyway because you got to watch Better Call Saul and other great things on that.
Go do your free month. It'll be fine. Everything will be fine.
There you go. Do it that way.
Or it's like $5. You'll be all right. Okay, let's do this real quick. We got a quick text to read. It says, Dear Urinal and Flesh. This is not from a named person. They did not leave their name.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I was just using the bar restroom and I thought of you. I'm not sure why, but I'm sure it was something important. Some sort of public bathroom thing. Anyway, I won for sure. The other guy had nothing on me. Love the show, though. No name. So what I think he was remembering, first of all, I think he's texting drunk. I'm going to say that.
Yeah, sure.
Second of all, I think he's referring to the whole order in which you stand at a urinal. Like if they're empty, where
do you
go? I think
so. That has to be what he's referring to. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it was you're supposed to check out the dude's junk next to you there, bud. I don't think you're supposed
to. No, but
do that.
He won. So I think that might have been. I don't know if there are winners in the which stall do you use.
I don't know if there. I mean, I don't know if there's ever winners in any of this scenario.
Yeah,
but.
I don't know exactly. By the way, the Chicago Midway toilets had a row of six urinals, the first of which was a child's, like the lower child's toilet urinal.
Yeah.
So there was a guy at number two, at stall number two.
Doing
so
number
I
one.
Took stall number six.
Okay.
And then somebody came and took stall number five in Chicago Midway. They didn't go two away from me. There was plenty of room. He took the one right next to me.
So what?
Maybe it's this guy. Maybe it's this guy.
Maybe it's this guy. Yeah, he won. He won. we've all lost.
If he's saying that, he clearly didn't look close enough.
Damn straight. Hey, tell me about the latest Soundography. Is it up now?
Yeah, it's up now. If you go to soundography.com, you get just in time for Christmas an episode featuring Savatage, a heavy metal band, and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which you might say to yourself, well, that's a weird combination, Brian. But if you know, those are the same band. Savatage and Trans-Siberian Orchestra are weirdly a lot of the same people, and so it goes together perfectly. So when you drive by somebody's house and they're playing that do 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 do, and their lights are going all crazy and stuff, that's probably that song by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, hard to escape this time of year. People love it. Really is. It's pretty epic, is why. I mean, I don't blame them. Speaking of no blame, I want to no blame all of you for joining us at patreon.com/TMS, especially those who've already been there and have already signed up. You guys are all amazing, and because of you, the show exists. If you didn't exist, we wouldn't exist. So keep that coming, and if you haven't joined yet, hey, new month coming, new year coming, perfect time to jump on board at patreon.com/TMS. All the details are there, so go check them out. It's going to do it for us. We need to play a song. I'll bet you brought one.
I did, and I think she's in the chat room. She's getting her husband to listen. I'm not sure exactly how all this is working, but September wrote in and said, December 21st is the 23rd anniversary of marrying my husband, Rob. Oh. We survived that Y2K bug chaos right after that and everything else, LOL. We've had quite an adventure together so far, and I look forward to so many more. Well, if you're doing the math, 23rd anniversary means they got married December 21st, 1999.
Wow.
So how about a cover of 1999 by Prince? This one performed by Sean Mullins. He recorded this for the Andrew Denton Musical Challenge in Australia back in 2000, appropriately enough. So right after September and Rob got married. How cool is that?
Very nice.
Here is Sean Mullins and a sort of acoustic version of 1999.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow with a Thursday edition of the show. We'll see you then.
Last. The war. thousand zero zero body over lips out of time. Don't you wanna go? 1999. Don't you wanna go? 1999. Don't you wanna go?
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't know why this is in here again, but I'm going to play it again. I forgot to change it out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.